a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We, over the weekend, probably late into last week, just noticed a particular aroma starting to spread throughout the Ling house. And I've started to put little pieces together. So rewind about 2 to 3 weeks ago. Henry came to me and said, "Hey, Dad, there's scratching in the walls. Oh, I'm hearing it might be something there." And he was getting a little bit worried about it, a little bit scared, which is cool. Mm-hmm. I went in there and there was a little bit of like, you go really quiet and that for a bit and be like, in the walls. I'm like, okay, something's there.
That's your secret twin.
Yeah, the evil one.
Treehouse of Horrors. Yeah. Simpson stuff. Yeah.
If you muck around, that's where you end up, in the walls. I'm assuming rat or mouse. My mind straight away went to the real, yuck.
Yeah.
Have no idea how. I'm assuming, again, through the roof maybe, but no idea. I moved on from it because we didn't hear much from that particular thing for a couple of weeks. But, as I said, over the last few days, there's been a particular aroma start wafting throughout the house. I'm assuming now that said whatever the little scratcher was is no longer with us and is now decomposing nicely in our house.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I think it's either duct related. We've got ducted heating in the floors.
I'm surprised about that.
You've done all right.
It's got a nice, beautiful grill on top. Is it one of those beautiful grills on top?
No. We actually, on those grills,
heritage
really quickly.
Grills, yeah.
A quick tangent. We had to replace all the grills in our house because our kids just kept standing on them. Well, and the plastic
did
ones.
A loggy.
Yeah, I stood through one at my friend's house the other week.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
So we had to change it to the metal ones. But every time we turn the heater on, which we do now because it's freezing, we just get this beautiful, overwhelming stench go right through the house.
Waft.
You know, but this is the bit that I'm kind of happy and I now get to, I don't know if brag's the right word here, but Dodsy initially blamed me for the smell through the whole house.
Well, you do have a bit of, you know.
What crawled up your ass?
And I said, "Well, bad luck, Dodsy. It's not me. It's a dead animal." So
you
cop
can
that.
See where she had to do.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
The internet can be a horrible place and it can be a beautiful place where people get together, you know, and everybody knows your name. And there was this tweet that came out over the weekend. It said, "A few days ago, a HBO intern accidentally sent a blank mass email with the subject line, integration test email number one, to thousands of subscribers." So you can imagine an intern being at HBO, which is huge, and then sending off an email that you're not supposed to send out to thousands upon thousands of members.
Yeah.
You'd be quite scared, right? HBO Max Help went on Twitter and said, "We mistakenly sent out an empty test email to a portion of our HBO Max mailing list this evening. We apologise for the inconvenience. And as the jokes pile in, yes, it was the intern. No, really. And we're helping them through it."
Aww.
Which was really cute. And then everyone on the internet started saying, "Hey, intern, here's what I did." I love these stories. And one of them is, "Dear intern, when I was 25, I made a PDF assigning each employee to the Muppet that they reminded me of at work. And I meant to send it to my work friend, but I accidentally sent it to the entire company. My supervisor, Beaker, wanted to fire me, but the owners, Bert and Ernie, intervened. Dear intern, I was using my desktop calendar to make a monthly note of when I started my menstrual period, but after several months, I realised I was making that note on a calendar I shared with all of my colleagues company-wide. I was 37 years old."
Wow.
Cold.
"Dear intern, as a young lawyer, I proofread a legal brief and filed it with the court. I caught a typo and blindly used the global find and replace function. Pro tip, don't do that. My brief argued for the rights of the panties, not the parties."
Oh, no.
All 50 pages of it. And so this is just beautiful because hopefully this intern is reading this
now.
Going through and being, I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah, supporting that intern's incompetence.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
And breeding mediocrity in the workplace. Yeah.
Lingy. You're part of a culture committee, aren't you?
I knew that'd get a reaction from you.
What would happen if this happened on your team?
Oh, you'd fire them straight
away.
No,
you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Anyway, that's a really nice little rabbit hole.
Them.
Belittle them.
I mean, we've all been there where, you know, it's raining and you kick and you think you've kicked a goal on the siren to win the game, but you've really kicked it behind.
Yeah.
But you still drop to your knees anyway and look to the heavens.
Like, I did it.
Yeah.
That
no, you didn't.
It was a free kick paid against Cameron Mooney.
Oh,
of all
we knew
people.
That got you.
It was Moons' fault. Oh, the slow-mo as the raindrops are falling down. That was my moment.
Don't speak about Moons. He can't defend himself at the moment.
No, he can't. It's my only chance.
He can never defend himself.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. This is What's Trending.
I love reality TV.
Chris Hemsworth's latest Instagram post is getting a bit of traction.
Oh, yeah.
Have either of you seen this?
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. So, for those that haven't, it's a shirtless workout montage, you could say. He's doing chin-ups, squats, boxing exercises, and everyone's not really talking about the training in the video, though,
no.
Are they, Lingy?
The eyes aren't drawn to the shirtless top half, are you?
No, it's more lower quadrant.
Oh, wrong song.
Do you have a big banana?
If you want that, baby, I got it.
Okay. He's laying on his back, right? He's doing toe touches with a medicine ball. And people are saying...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of jokes, thoughts, hammers, stuff getting around, you know. I mean, just whatever you think.
Yeah.
You know, watch him multiple times. I swear I could see Thor's hammer, lucky wife, all this type of bizzo. Anyway,
if you want that, baby, I got
it. Could be like what? He's a ripped guy. Maybe it's a groin muscle.
Maybe it's a rogue ab.
Just falling down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then up again. And then down and up again.
It's very graphic, please.
Anyway, check that out.
It's quite obvious once you check it out. It's not like he knew. He knew what he was posting. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't not see it.
Yeah.
It jumps out of the page, you might say.
Yeah.
When vision becomes real, you know.
Okay.
3D glasses.
You seen that J-Lo movie, Anaconda? That sort of jump out of the page.
My Anaconda dog.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I got home from work on Friday. And no one was home.
Mm.
And there was like a package had been delivered and brought inside the house. So it must have been delivered once the house, before they'd left the house. Right. And so I've gone in and the house is quiet, but I can smell something. And I'm like,
was it a rat in the walls? Like,
my
house?
Yeah, no. But
Pleasant smell.
I was imagining, I was like, am I imagining this or can I actually smell? Because what it smelt like was smoky, like, someone like, I'm thinking, did the guy delivering the package like punch a packet of Winnie Blues with it in the truck and then it smells like durries or.
Like that vacuum that got delivered to my house that time.
Yes.
It smelled like durries.
Yeah. And then I'm walking around the house and I can still smell it, but only in certain parts of the house. I'm like, holy crap, went to the bathroom, checked my eyebrows. They were even. It's fine.
Yeah.
So put both hands above my head.
You're not smelling
toast,
you're smelling darts.
Can't taste copper.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So we're not talking like incensey, nice smelling stuff that.
It was like
it was a cigarette type smell.
Oh, no, it was a woody sort of burny. And I'm like, it wasn't like straight up ciggies, but it was something. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, I must be imagining it. There must be something going on in my brain. And I got to the point where I was like looking at the doctor, seeing when I could get an appointment.
Drama. This guy had a life of drama.
And my mum comes in and gets home and she comes in, she goes, see, I was burning some sage. And so she's gone, just sage the house, clean the house.
Yeah, and do you know what that gets rid of?
What?
The bad energy. I don't like this.
It's actually in preparation for finally getting him out of the house, kicking him out.
Leave, son, leave.
Either that or mum's got a smoker problem that she doesn't want to tell anyone about. Punch of Marlboros or something.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So as I was driving regionally on the weekend, we went over to Halls Gap Way, I noticed a lot of country people have very crazy letterboxes and I'm into it. I love it. I love seeing them. I saw one with a fisherman on top and he was fishing and he was having a good time. I saw one with a dog. You always see crazy colours.
I love one that's sort of a robot or a man made out of pots and pans.
Yes, that also, kind of gear.
Also enjoy like a big sort of set of hay bales and you just like the postie has to just stick the letters in between the hay bales.
Yeah.
And just cram exactly. it in there somewhere.
Exactly. And who amongst us doesn't love a very fancy letterbox? Well, it turns out you, Tom, you're
yeah.
very interested in yours.
I don't know. Ours has a bit of corrugated iron gear going on. It's a little bit sort of razzle-dazzle for me. Just take the mail. Like you're yeah. a box. You're, box you're, that needs the mail.
You're yeah. such a shrinking violet, quiet sort of guy.
You really are. Well,
I don't want it to detract the attention from me,
of
you
course,
see.
Yes. You could stand out the front with your mouth open and and Lingy, you love a bit of red flag action.
I like the little traditional, you know, and often you see them in the movies in America and they've got the little red flag
yeah.
and it goes up when it's the letters are in the mail.
Yeah.
I'm like, does it really work? Because you're reliant on the mailman, aren't you? Coming and putting the flag up, which is never going to happen.
Are you saying you can't trust the mail people?
Of course you can. They're wonderful people.
I thought it was automatic.
Oh.
Brad in Armstrong Creek might know more. Morning, Brad.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Are you a little red flag expert?
I lived in America for 10 years, so I do know why that flag is there, and it's not for the mailman to put up when you've got mail.
Yeah.
In America, they actually take mail from your letterbox when you've got mail to go out.
Oh, amazing!
Brad, yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah, so instead of having to go to, you know, like an Oz Post or over there, it'll be US Post and pop it in the box. If you have mail to go out, you pop up that little red flag, and that lets the mailman know that you've got mail to take, just in case he doesn't have mail to deliver to you.
Right, he'll still stop.
If that makes sense. So, yeah. So he's going past, and your flag is not up, and you don't have mail, he'll go straight past. But also, if you don't have any mail and you put that red flag up, then he knows that you've got mail to be posted out, and he'll open that up, grab it out, put the little flag down, and off he goes.
Yeah. Brad, you have made my entire week.
Yeah.
I now have another fun fact.
It's Monday. Yes. All right, yeah.
Beautiful.
So much room for tampering. I believe, Angela in Ocean Grove, you are going to explain the red flag to us too. Is that your understanding of it?
Yeah, I'm a fellow American, so I was going to say the exact same thing. The red flag is for when you have something to be posted, because in America they still use checks to pay bills.
Yeah.
So a lot of times you'll have a check to send out, so you just, you know, instead of going to the post office, the postie will just come and pick it up and put the red flag down when it's collected.
Yeah, and there shouldn't be any problem with people stealing checks and stuff. I mean, you know, if I was a criminal, I'd be like, let's check the flags. Yeah.
True, very true.
Some money in there.
Sorry, I know we have to move on, but where do you get your stamps? Do you still have to go to, like, the post office or the news agency to get stamps to then put it in your letterbox?
Yeah, you still have to get the stamps from the postie, but it's a different world there. So
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I think you can even get post stamps at like the grocery store. I'm not sure, but
sure.
I think you can get them kind of wherever.
What I would say is it's weird for America to have things asked about, that's for sure. we are talking about crazy letterboxes. We were looking for letterbox people.
Yeah, people that really froth a letterbox,
mm.
especially their own, and make a big deal about it. It normally happens in the country. What about you, Olivia from Banno?
Okay, so not me personally, but we have two in our area that are quite interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
One is a petrol bowser.
Okay.
Oh, I like it.
And the other one is Darth Vader's helmet.
Oh, yes. Amazing.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Do they?
And it's made out of steel. It's
yeah.
very cool.
Right.
So, no, you're not into that.
No, see, that's too close to wrought iron as far as I'm concerned.
Well, are you saying the new place you're about to move into, if it had an awesome, cool, metal Darth Vader helmet, you wouldn't be just pumped?
I wouldn't
about
have
it.
Bought the house, to be honest.
Oh.
Had that
you couldn't
on
have afforded it.
You'd pay double.
I'd be driving on my nature strip with a baseball bat out the window like, bang!
Stop it.
Wrap it up for us. Neve in Nor Lane, do you know or are you a postbox person?
I I don't know someone. I was on the way to Warrnambool once, and the letterbox was an actual cubby house.
Oh, wow.
Well, when you do have big parcels, you know, it's all farming equipment and stuff. You just got to back it in.
Yeah,
to
just drop off a John Deere in the letterbox.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.